There we go.
Okay. This is Commissioner Brad Holton. We're coming out of executive session, and we have consideration before us on a request for reconsideration. So I'd like our legal attorney to, Zach Wesley, to speak into the record where we're at procedurally and follow through.
Thank you, Chairman. Board, the board received this request for reconsideration from Samuel Perry on behalf of the Hoaglands, who'd filed for an application for an administrative land division, and then subsequently filed an appeal of the director's decision to the board. In the written findings, originally we did indicate that it was subject to the LUPA judicial review provisions. I think that language was left in the findings in error, and that this is not technically appealable to the district court for review because it's a director's decision. The final authority is the board. The question, though, raised by Mr. Perry is, I think, one that you've had the opportunity to review and go through your record on. In my opinion, in reviewing his concerns and the request, I think the main thrust of his argument is that the county, in our written decision, misapplied or didn't apply the right decision criteria. Going back, and I think when you've probably reviewed the record and when I've reviewed it, the criteria was correctly noted in the hearing. The board discussed in making your decision that the same criteria and the factors around it. And so what I would propose the board do today, if you're amendable to it, is consider issuing an amended decision that would put the correct criteria into your decision, and then more succinctly go through the decision criteria and facts that you relied on in coming to your decision, and then see where that takes you. If those criterias change your opinion on the application, then you could potentially hold another hearing or approve the divisions. If you have gone through that criteria and come to the same conclusion, then we could issue maybe just an amended written finding. I've prepared a draft for the latter to discuss today, based on my review of it and my review of your record.
Okay.
Chairman. Are you ready for comments?
Yeah, I'm ready for comments, yes.
Thank you. And the board has been tasked with a request for reconsideration from Sam Perry, representing the Hoaglands, in response to some updated information pulled off the audio record. So I really appreciate Zach Wesley's review. These are augmented supplemental findings to support the denial of the appeal. In that, I felt like our legal staff did a good job pointing to areas where, if the applicant so chooses to follow what's outlined in there by legal staff, that does comply with Title 67 on what they could do to potentially gain approval. But we've had the opportunity to look at the draft findings, and I am in support and would move that we amend the written findings of facts that were initially presented on September 3rd, 2024, in case AD 2023-0010 APL, and that we incorporate into the decision the reasons that have been stated in the proposed augment supplemental findings, and that we affirm its amended written findings of facts and conclusions of law in the case cited.
I would concur with that. I I believe that this review is represents more correctly our deliberation and our conclusion. And so is that a motion?
Yes.
It's a motion. Is there any other discussion? I would second that motion with no other discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Or nay.
Nay. All right. Motion's been approved. Motion carries. So any other business that we need to do for this?
No, Chairman. I do note that in the draft I provided the board, I neglected to attribute the current clerk to his position, and so I do need to make a little typographical correction there. So I'll get you a new draft shortly.
It's like signature page.
Yep,
that's important. We just canvassed those votes to this morning, and he's official now.
He was already appointed, right? But he'll be double official here in a few weeks.
Yes. All right. Okay, so we'll get a signature page back then. Can we say Tuesday?
I'll just have it for you in the morning.
Okay.
We've got if we're going to follow the 60-day criteria and the normal request for reconsideration, which I was trying to meet those timelines, we'll need to do it by the end of the week. So I'll just have it for you in the morning. You've already motioned to approve it, and
okay.
Then we can send it out to the parties.
Okay. Let the record show that I'm authorizing Monica to use my signature stamp. I won't be physically available tomorrow, so that will be fine.
Okay.
Is that all right with you too?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Being that there's none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned.